I think that a lot of people confuse joking for lying. Like, you'll be like, hey, have you ever been to L.A.? And they're like, no, just kidding. That's not a joke. That's a lie. Like, a joke would be like, have you ever been to L.A.? No, I don't like actors or Mexicans. I made the antagonist in that joke racist. I'm sorry. It's more about structure than content. Another way people lie sometimes is they'll just like leave something out, but I don't really have an example of that. Or do I? Yeah. Just blew your minds. There's this restaurant, it's a fast food chain called Jack in the Box. They had these giant posters, these ads for chicken strips, and on the poster it just said, real, in huge letters. And it would have never occurred to me that their food wasn't real until they insisted their food was real. Like, if I went in and I was like, could I have some chicken strips? And they gave me something, I'm like, this is a bag of dandelions. These aren't chicken strips at all. They also had this promise to their customers, and their promise was that if they get your order wrong, they will either fix it or give you your money back. Which is the promise that every business makes when they become a business. Like, if you went to Sears and you picked out a washer and dryer and they're like, we'll bring it to you tomorrow. And then the next day someone comes and they give you a little box and you open it and there's a cat on fire. And they're just like, sorry, we're not Jack in the Box. They run away and dive in a sewer. Another person fooled into buying objects from store. I went to this joint bachelor and bachelorette party with some friends, and they had it. What they decided to do is just go extreme bowling. And I don't know if you've ever gone, but it's not, like, I was like, I thought there'd be something extreme or like bikers or I don't know what, but it was just really loud dance music and like a black light. And it would be like being invited to a 50s theme party, but the only element of the 50s they had was segregation. Like, this party's awful. Awful. There's no Buddy Holly. Just racism. At the wedding also, there were all these weird random people, and you had this feeling that if you were like, if you asked someone what they did, they'd just be like, I'm the vice president of chocolate. Like, it's like unclear and businessy.